Welcome yet again to another episode of This Open House. I am David Guthrie.
And I am Rebecca Guthrie.
And we are with the Hacienda Group Long Realty Company here in Tucson, Arizona. And if you want to reach us on air today, the phone number is 520-790-2040. Welcome your comments.
Questions. Concerns,
any of those.
Rants.
Any of those things. If you want to reach us off air, great way to do it. info@thisopenhouseshow.com, or you can shoot us a text or a call to 520-462-2611. We had a great Thanksgiving.
We did.
I think I'm still in a coma.
Well, especially since your wife decided that round one wasn't enough and made Thanksgiving dinner again with leftover turkey on Friday.
What do you mean again? That was the third time.
That's true.
We had three Thanksgivings, and I think we're going to have some more.
Yeah, I love Thanksgiving.
It is a great...
I made homemade cranberry sauce, which was super, super, super yummy.
I know, and here I go. You know, a couple weeks ago, we made some comments on your cooking.
It's true.
It really... Rebecca
is... I have a great
recipe
from Google.
She has some good tricks up her sleeve.
I can read really well.
You are a great reader.
I am a good reader.
That's one of the things I envy about you. You can just digest a book in...
It's true.
Like seconds?
Not seconds, but
it takes me... days. There are some books I started years ago. I still haven't gotten past the first chapter.
Well, there are books that I've read that I just put down because it wasn't worth my valuable reading time. There are some books you should just walk away from.
No, that is true. Like, there are some real estate deals you just need to walk away from.
Sometimes there are.
Those things do happen. Even in a rapidly appreciating, quickly moving market like this one is.
That was a nice segue, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. So let's talk about the market today.
As we always do.
Yes, it is the last week of November 2020. And we have currently in Tucson 1,059 active listings for sale. You know, this is kind of like that limbo game. How low can you go? And we're not talking about prices because we know the basics. I said this to a buyer the other day. Everybody says real estate is location, location, location. Nah, supply and demand.
Like anything else?
Everything else is supply and demand. 1,059 listings.
And if there are fewer listings, what does that mean for the price? It means the price goes up.
The price goes up, and that's what we are seeing when we look at closed over the last 6 months. The average price is now $291,000.
We need those new builds to get online. We really do.
Yeah.
And we also, this is me stepping
permits
on
permits is up.
Stepping on my soapbox for just a second, but we need to create a zoning code that allows in more densely populated areas for multi-use buildings where you put businesses on the bottom and you put housing on the top. We need to have higher density in some of the areas that are already built in, and we just need to fix the zoning code for that. That's my soapbox for today.
Yeah, and there's a lot of good things that come with that as long as we have some, you know, smart growth here. Unfortunately, for many areas of Tucson, some of the neighborhoods, you know, they want to keep things the way that they were 50 plus years ago. You know, we could have had Aviation Highway go way far east.
Yeah.
But
in the 80s, they didn't build a freeway because if we don't build a freeway, nobody will move here.
We had federal dollars, by the way, for this. So it wouldn't even, you know, it's crazy. So now we have a bunch of stoplights on Aviation and it goes like nowhere. Anyway, but still, Tucson is a special, wonderful, lovely place. And that's why, one of the reasons we're having so much activity.
Because it's a great place to move and it's finally getting cool.
Right. So let's talk about solds. We've had 7,528 closed properties in the last 6 months. That's quite a bit. I don't want you to look at that number and be like, oh, the inventory really is super, super low. There's no homes. No, what's coming on is getting
absorbed,
vacuumed up right away.
It's taken.
It's getting taken. It's just going with the buyer pool that we have.
And we say this every week, but just because the prices are going up does not mean you can overprice your house. The market is smart.
And on average, they're selling for 100% a list. But there's some reasons that our statistics pull those things up because, you know, homes that are overpriced, for one, they they don't either end up in that sales category to where they don't get counted, or eventually, maybe after the fourth real estate agent gets involved and the 10th photographer comes out and they finally get a price adjustment down to a point to where the market's going to bear, it will end up selling. And that statistic's going to look different than maybe it originally did, just because the original list price could be much different for some of these homes that are on the market quite a bit. And talking about on the market quite a bit, you know, the median sales days on market, 5 days.
So that tells you a great deal. If your house has been listed for 30, 40, 50, 100 days, what
you
that
might
is telling
be a redneck.
You...
I mean, you might be over... Christ.
No. Yes.
And a redneck.
You might be both.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think rednecks are a protected class, so we can say that on air.
I
the views expressed here are solely our own and not those of Long Realty Company or its
station.
Affiliates, this station. Speaking of this station, phone number here is 790-2040 if you want to come give us a call.
And you know you do. You know you want to talk to us.
You know you want to talk to us, especially if you're looking to rent a 3-bedroom home in Tucson right now, because your average rental price is $1,537. We're gonna talk you out of that most likely, because right now, looking at the average close price for 3-bedroom homes, you're still sitting at $266,000. And with interest rates being historically low, 20% down payment, you're looking on average, when we, you know, estimate taxes, insurance, $1,167 a month. It still makes sense, guys.
Yep.
This is still the market to go and, you know, buy a great home that you're going to be in for the next 10 years.
It's true.
And this is also the market to contact your favorite contractor. And if your home is almost perfect, almost, you love everything about it
except that one thing.
That one thing.
Or those two things.
You need that home office. You need that home gym. Rebecca, some reason, she's lobbying for a home ballroom dance.
It's true. Floor. It's true. I told David that the next house that we buy is going to have a space that I can have a dance studio.
No, she didn't say studio. She said a ballroom.
Wait, no, that was my dream house. My dream house, if we're going to have my dream house, it's going to be 3 stories. I've had plans for this since I was 11 years old. I can pull them out and show them to you. They're on a big, huge piece of paper. Anyways, my bottom floor is going to be a big, huge ballroom. My second floor is going to be a 2-story. So it's really going to be a 4-story house, but 3 stories. The second story will be 2 stories, and it will be a library, like the library in Beauty and the Beast, because that's the one that I fell in love with.
It's an amazing library.
And then the top floor will be where everybody lives, because the most important things that you need are huge libraries and a ballroom. Like the kitchen, bedrooms, bathrooms, those are not important to an 11-year-old, and they're still not that important to me as a 33-year-old.
But what is important to me, and we added this in, is the room for my guitars.
Yes.
Massive
dream
guitars.
House, so I need
and
to work on the plan.
I need a full, like, stand-up arcade, like the old arcades that we used to have back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s,
yeah,
back when things
were
cool.
Our 8-year-old is down with that. And speaking of our 8-year-old, he is a member of the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus, and they are doing their Christmas tree lot this month. So if you are going to be buying a live Christmas tree, please, please, pretty please, go buy it from the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus. They are celebrating their 80th year. They're a great organization, and this is a major fundraiser for them, especially since we're not going to be doing all of the big concerts that we have done in the past. So please consider that.
Historically, they'd be walking around with the coupon books, doing also. This is very much a local effort where, you know, neighbors and people. So, support this great organization. You know you want a Christmas tree this year, even if you don't celebrate Christmas. Get one.
Yep.
Just get one from them.
Right.
Or give them money.
That works too.
That works just, too. Just like if you don't if you want, really you just take the don't want the
but,
Christmas
so,
tree.
Completely shameless plug to go support one of our favorite local organizations. Anyways, now that we've done a completely shameless plug, and you know you want to call in and talk to us at 790-2040, we're going to take a quick break and we will be back on the other side. So don't go away.
What does low inventory actually mean? Funny, real life, real estate stories, and things you should never do if you're looking to buy or sell a home. Join me, David Guthrie, and my wife, Rebecca Guthrie. We are full-time real estate agents with the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company for this open house on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on 1030 The Voice, where we will discuss all this and more. That's this open house on Saturdays at 11 on 1030 The Voice.
I'm a 40-year-old man that walked in there to get his high school diploma. It was very hard for me, but Ms. Araceli, she gave me direction.
At age 47, Marco finished his high school diploma.
50% of getting your high school diploma is walking through those doors. The other 50% is doing the work.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we're back. Hacienda Group Long Realty Company. David Guthrie here with my beautiful wife,
Rebecca Guthrie.
Rebecca Guthrie. You can reach us off air at 520-462-2611. That number will accept text messages, or you can call. We'd love to hear from you, answer all your real estate questions on and off air. And if you want to shoot us an email, info@thisopenhouseshow.com. So, today, we're going to talk about some of the things that are really important when people are looking for real estate, looking for their next community, and it's community features, community spaces, areas where, you know, it's not just about your house inside. It's what can you do outside of your house and around you? You know, Rebecca and I have sold properties to many different people, and I can't tell you how many times you know, we're looking in a community. Like, for instance, we just closed on a transaction with a wonderful little family that the wife said, I need to be near a community park, community center. You know, she ended up buying in Rancho Saurita, her and her husband did. And, you know, they wanted to be near the green space, the parks, the slides, you know, all of the things that you would look to do. And we sold another house recently to an 85-year-old war vet. And, you know, he went to Green Valley. Why did he go to Green Valley? He really wanted the community centers. He wanted to be able to meet people. He wasn't from here. So he wanted to go and be in places where, yeah, he can exercise, swim. But he was looking for community activities.
Yep.
To get connected.
Yeah, because it matters. We are, you know, this pandemic is not going to last forever, and humans are created to need connection with other human beings, and children are created to need spaces to run around, and adults need public spaces as well. I mean, there's so many health benefits to having good, healthy parks and good, healthy communities that are usable and safe and something that people want to go to. I mean,
right.
I was the executive director for the Tucson Pops Orchestra for years, and not this year, obviously, but for 65 years, people would come out, thousands of people. You know, we would have in the spring and in the fall seasons, we'd have between 5,000 and 12,000 people sitting on the hill and the surrounding areas listening to the Tucson Pops play beautiful music. It was a community gathering place. Parks are super, 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 super important. And they're a community good that we frequently take for granted.
Right, right. It is. And it's really hard right now, especially with all of this pandemic, things that are going on. For instance, in Green Valley, a lot of these community centers are totally shut down right now. There are some, last time I checked, some of the pools are still open and some of the things are going, but they're having a real hard time because that population is more of a high-risk population,
right,
as you would see. And so you're looking for people to run those community centers or volunteers that are being picked from those high-risk population groups, and they really can't afford to pay people that would maybe come from Tucson or the surrounding area. So they're having a hard time staffing some of these community centers. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that we all look at this. This is not the same kind of disaster as, you know, some of the collapses that we've had in past. This is not a wartime 9/11 situation. This is not a tornado that has gone through and totally blasted the
right.
countryside.
So we need to maintain the spaces that we have because eventually we will be using them again.
Right.
And that's one of the things that we want to talk about today is the value of having good, safe, healthy parks, good, safe, healthy greenways. And what does that look like in terms of what our community needs? So, for example, we were at Reed Park at the new playground, right by the pond and the rose garden that they put in. about a year ago now. And if you haven't been, it's a great
Rose Garden's been there for a long
time. But the playground, the new playground is what I'm talking
about.
Yeah, no, the Rose Garden's been there for years and years and years and years. But the playground, and while we were there, the city council had decided that they were going to shut down all the Ramadas. And so we literally had our stuff at a Ramada that was being caution taped off. And the very nice park employees told us that we could stay, obviously. Because they're worried about people not using the Ramadas correctly. But one of the things that the guys...
Apparently there were more than 10 people congregating underneath the Ramadas. And so it was better to close them off and let more than 10 people congregate in the hot sun. Which this is a hot
It's been
winter.
A hot November, gosh. Yes. Anyways, so... But we were talking to the park employee, and he was telling us that they'd had a real problem with vandalism during the time that the parks were shut down, because there weren't people there watching the parks to make sure that people were that other people were treating them well.
What do you mean watching the parks?
Well, so if I'm there with my three kids and we're playing, the likelihood that somebody's going to come along and tag some of the playground equipment or the Ramadas is significantly lower, because there's what's called eyes on the street. There are people watching to see that there isn't deviant behavior happening. And when there's nobody at the parks, it's easier for deviant behavior to happen because you're the only person there.
Right. And criminal activity makes it more difficult for the community to enjoy these spaces.
Right. It's the broken window theory. It's the idea that we need to clean up those small things. We need to prosecute those smaller crimes, because it leads to it leads to bigger crime. So if you don't deal with the graffiti and you don't deal with the minor crimes, then people become more comfortable. There's a whole bunch of studies, and there's some books written about this specifically in New York City, where they went after graffiti and subway toll jumpers and what it did in terms of reducing crime. So, but you need people there, people who are not behaving in nefarious ways to prevent those things from happening.
And they prevent not by, you know, being the police or something,
right,
but just by
being there. And so one of the things that David and I wanted to talk about today was that in March and April, we didn't know what we didn't know about this virus. We now know a lot more, and we have to think about what it's doing to our kids if we're shutting down the parks, if we're shutting down the pools, if we're shutting down the splash pads, if we're allowing these places to be victimized by people who are bored or people who think it's acceptable to vandalize public or private property. And keeping the parks open is a really good example of this. And we went out to my sister's house for Thanksgiving, and we came back into town. She lives in Marin, and we came back into town on Speedway, and there's the park that's at the corner of Stone and Speedway.
But that park for years since,
right.
You know, I'm a Tucson High graduate. So, you know, we used to be all over that place running around, usually after school, sometimes. Yeah, statute of limitations.
There is a statute of limitations. I love my husband dearly, but he needs that statute of limitations.
So, you know, but anyhow, I mean, that park.
It's good there's no social media.
We call it Stone Park back then. Everybody, I mean, that's the park where the bad kids go and, you know, do drugs, do bad things, hang out. This was a very different time. You know, the idea of just, I don't know, smoking weed outside was, I mean, that was really...
You were being brave and daring.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, because you're going to get you'd run away from, you know, so it was a rough area even back then, and it's still, I don't know, you go through there, I never see anybody playing on the playground. I never see anybody actually doing anything. What you see is, you know, unfortunately, a lot of homeless that's sitting there.
And there's nothing illegal about being homeless. But the thing is that these parks matter for the communities around them. Parks are a community gathering place. They're a place where you can meet lots of different people and remind each other that we are human. First and foremost, it's the same reason that the Pops is so powerful, because the music of the Pops, because the gathering of playgrounds, because those community gathering places remind us that first and foremost, we are humans and we need to be human. And we do a disservice to everyone if we forget that, and if we allow certain areas right. to be brought down because we don't take care of them. And so this is really...
And we can't, it's hard to take care of them. It's hard to be that eye on the street when, you know, if these community parks are in your neighborhood and you want to go, you know, for instance, let's go for a walk with, right. with my toddler and right. other, you know, and other kids, and let's go run around, and you are concerned about, oh, well, we can't be barefoot ever
in because, this park, right.
because you could step on a needle or something. But not only that, it's the image, I think, of people who are being introduced to Tucson,
right.
coming off of that interstate, coming in, turning down Speedway. They're getting ready to go take their kid to the U of A. And I know right now with all of the university stuff, that's tough because we're doing so much distance learning and everything else. But again, we're going to get back to normal at some point here right. soon. We're all praying.
And so we need to, this is a call to action for us. We were talking about it, and I know, you know, this is a real estate show, and now we've sort of
and
gotten
it
on
will
spoke,
continue to be real estate.
And it is a real estate show, but real estate is about homes, and homes are about people, and people make a difference in terms of the communities that we want to live in. And David and I firmly believe that part of our job as realtors is to help build good, solid communities. And when we see something that we think needs to be addressed, that we say, hey, this is a problem. What can we do about it?
Do you see parks that need to be clean and, you know, safely used? You know, we need to see, you know, things like Pima College and schools.
Right. Different,
like all of this stuff matters when people and businesses right. are coming and looking at
Tucson. Is in a wonderful place to live. It really is. I have lived here for 30 years. I moved here when I was 3. David moved here when he's 5. We've been here our entire life. We love Tucson. We're deeply invested in Tucson. But we also, because we love Tucson, when things don't look the way that we think that they should, we firmly believe that we need to say something. And this is a call for, we need to take care of our parks. We need to care about them. We need to keep them open. We need to allow them to be safe places where people can congregate social distance, because it's outside and you can do that.
You can do
but
it.
Feel comfortable doing it. So it is a call to say, and hey, let's not shut down the parks again. We did that and it didn't work and it caused harm. And so now let's keep them open.
And not only that, let's talk about the people who need it most, okay? So unfortunately, people who can't afford to put a playset in their backyard, they can't afford it, who are stuck in an apartment or somewhere else, they need to be able to have places to come out.
Those children need the ability to run around, just like children who have parents who can afford to have a backyard for them, and not keeping that open is a problem.
Their brains actually need it, and the parents need it. It's a desperate need, and the cure cannot be worse than
right.
the illness. The cure cannot be. And, you know, hopefully we won't see this time water fountains and stuff getting shut down. I don't understand how you could be homeless and
in a park where the water fountains are being shut down.
In our community when right. there is absolutely no...
The city of Tucson shut down the water fountains in the parks during the peak of the summer and the hottest year ever on record. These are things that we need to stand up and say, hey, guys, we're better yeah. than this. Tucson is better than this. So we know this has gotten a really serious conversation.
But it's okay. It's okay. So what we're looking to do is continue to have a wonderful community, and we intend to do our part and to help that. But we also intend to, while we're living here and being great neighbors to all of you, to be great real estate agents for our clients.
Yep.
And we would love the opportunity to serve you and your family. If you'd like just a no-pressure consultation, again, maybe you're buying, maybe you're selling, maybe you're not from here and you're listening on the podcast or something else, 520-462-2611. That's 520-462-2611. Contact us, info@thisopenhouseshow.com. We would love to hear from you. We would love to help you.
Yep. So Tucson is a great place to live. We want to keep it a great place to live. We're going to be here next week to talk to you more about how wonderful this place is. But let's think about our parks. Let's think about our kids. Let's keep them open. Have a great weekend, guys.